You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. We'll get some baseball on the Jets a little bit later on as well. Matt is in East Islip. What's up, Matt?
What's up, fellas? How are you? First time, long time.
Oh, awesome. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Tiki, I just want to say it's an honor to talk to you. I grew up as a Giants fan watching you play, and it's great talk with you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, you bet. I just wanted to touch base and why I personally feel that Marcus Freeman would be a really great hire for the Giants.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, listen, I think he's the CEO type, exactly what you want, right? Holds guys accountable. I think he's still in a really good spot where he's young enough to kind of understand those younger guys coming out of college, but also is old enough to have some rapport with the older guys on the team. And I think he's that perfect guy. I think when you look at his potential staff, a guy he may have ties to is Matt Patricia, as defensive coordinator, now coaching at Ohio State. That's where Freeman played. So obviously I'm sure having connections there to Ohio State, having that information available. And then a guy that I would love to see as the offensive coordinator is his offensive coordinator now at Notre Dame is Mike Denbrock, right? Who I think when you look at Jackson Dart is a perfect mix between Riley Leonard and Joe Burrow, two guys that Denbrock coached at LSU.
Oh,
right? Seriously, right?
Well, what a combination of people, by the way.
Right. I mean, that's detailed and researched. The challenge with Denbrock, I know nothing about, but the challenge with Marcus Freeman is it feels like Notre Dame's athletic director is going to go all in to protect him, his coach from leaving.
Well, that is fine.
Yeah.
I will say this. As somebody who is very skeptical of the college coach, I am usually not a big fan of scooping out the college coach. I am more intrigued by Marcus Freeman than I would be most others.
I am too. You know why?
Because what's your why? Because I have two whys.
My first why is that he's not an offensive or defensive guru. He's just a great leader.
Right.
And the thing that this team, this program needs is a great leader. Right? Someone, the things that we were talking about yesterday, getting his team ready, giving them competitive advantages. Again, part of that is having really good offensive and defensive coordinators. Think Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel is not a great offensive mind. He's knowledgeable because he's been around for a while, but he's got a great offensive coordinator.
Right.
And he is a hell of a and he's a hell of a leader. And so I like that formula because it empowers multiple layers of the coaching staff. Right? Head coach is the leader. He's getting everybody moving in the same direction, pulling the same way. And then you have a coordinator on both sides who are both, you know, strong-willed, but not encumbered by the head coach because he has an expertise as well. You know what I mean? And so it just feels like Marcus Freeman has that about him. And that sounds intriguing to me when I think about who the next Giant head coach needs to be.
My two are he's young enough. He's 39 years old.
Right. He's very young.
To where I don't think he has yet been fully entrenched as he's just a college coach.
Yeah.
He didn't really play in the NFL. He was on a few practice squads, but at least he was there. So there is some minor NFL experience, or at least understanding the difference between coaching in college and the NFL. And then the second thing is Notre Dame is like coaching in the NFL. I view Notre Dame as it's like an NFL team. And I don't mean based on strategy or offenses and defense. I mean the pressures that come with it.
Yeah.
Just everything about it.
Yeah. He's been great, too. I mean.
And they've won, yes.
They've won. They've.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
They're basically going to be guaranteed as long as they're good next year to be in the college football playoff.
Why? Because they got screwed this year?
No, they didn't. You see the memorandum of understanding? It basically says if Notre Dame is in the top 12, they're going to be in the college football playoff.
Because they whined and cried?
No, it was just because they're in a weird spot.
Because they don't have a conference?
Because they don't have a conference. And so, but they play in the ACC, and so they don't play for the ACC championship. And the ACC championship was dog crap, as we all know, and Duke ended up winning it. But Miami gets in and not Notre Dame. And so there's just Notre Dame is getting special preferential treatment. A lot of other ADs are pissed off about this, but it's just the reality of what you're talking about. It's Notre Dame.
Let's do the Marcus Freeman test first. As a Giant fan, Tommy, would you want Marcus Freeman to be your head coach?
No, but I agree with Tiki. Marcus is a leader of men, mm-hmm. and I love that about him, and I want that as a Giant head coach. I just don't like the leap from college coach to the pros. Yeah. I just can't cross that line.
Al, as a Commander fan, if the Giants, your rival, hired Marcus Freeman, your reaction would be what?
Well, if you're a Met Giant fan, you hate David Stern smirks, right? You'd hate Marcus Freeman smirks as well on the sidelines. He does that a lot.
Does he?
A lot.
Hey, but wait a second. We hate David Stern smirks right now because he just let Pete Alonso go to Baltimore. We'll hate Marcus Freeman smirks if the Giants are 3-10.
He has that stupid smirk when they're losing games or they get upset on the sidelines. A lot.
That's funny.
Interesting. Fake Sean, would you want Marcus Freeman?
No, I don't want anybody smirking. We're going to be losing like we've lost all these years. I don't want somebody smiling on the sidelines.
Thank you, Fake Sean. Yeah, Real Sean is here. He's just not allowed to speak because he lost the bet to Al Cintron.
Yeah, Sean, do me a favor. Go get me a coffee, please. Thanks.
Have you been listening to Uncle Al over there? Have you been doing what he asks you?
I'm getting a thumbs up here.
Okay.
Nice. And it's such a shame, too, because Sean's got such a sweet Christmas vacation jacket on. It's dope.
Well, maybe when SNY pops on at 4 o'clock, they'll see him in the background.
Yes.
As Al is making a valid point about, you know, the Mets or whatever we get to. By the way, I don't know if you care. I don't know if the audience cares. But Al and Tommy were having, how do I clean this up?
Argument?
No, the fight? Opposite. They were
a bro fest?
They were very excited behind the glass about something.
Okay.
And that is the fact that there's a new fresh Knicks rumor.
Ooh.
And they were excited about the Knicks rumor. Can I tell you
this
rumor?
This is not a Giannis thing.
It's not a Giannis thing. Okay. No. I'm gonna play a game with you. So it's being reported by a guy who works here at our company, Chris, who's a great guy and covers the Knicks very well and knows his stuff. Works at Clutch Points, I think is the name of the website. I'll give him a proper plug.
Okay.
The Knicks are interested in bringing in a player who used to play for the Knicks, who Knicks fans love. And if they got him back, it would be like a wild celebration. Good player, by the way. I am not demoting him or... that's not the right word. I'm not ripping him.
Yeah. Demeaning him.
Demeaning.
Yes.
By the way, Evan, I noticed you didn't try to say his last name as well.
Chris's last name? Because yes. I don't want to screw up his last name.
Bingo. I do the same thing. Don't worry about
it. He's a good guy. He's worked very hard, and I'd rather not screw up his last name. But he works here, and I gave the credit to his website.
He works here at WFA?
No, at the network.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. But he's credible is my point. So you want to guess the player? Former Knick. Knick fans are like all giddy, like, oh!
Here's the hint, old? Reunion.
Reunion?
Well, I already told him a former Knick coming back.
I know, he did, but I have no idea.
They have a commercial together.
They have a commercial together.
I don't watch Knick commercials.
No, it's a nationally televised commercial.
On during the NCAA tournament a lot.
Can I give him another hint?
Yeah. I got a good one, too. Go ahead.
It's possible that this player had a history class lesson in college with some of the other players on the team.
A what?
He's a white guy. I'll throw that in there, too.
A history class.
A ginger, too. A white guy who's a ginger.
All right. I don't know.
The New York Knicks are interested in a reunion with Dante DiVincenzo.
Oh, Dante.
Dante. Oh.
Now it all makes sense.
Yes. Last year, all Knicks fans would do is fantasize about getting back together with DiVincenzo. And I would always explain to Tommy, I don't think they can according to the CBA rules.
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, now they can. I'm not sure what a trade like that would look like. I'm not sure what they would have to give up. But coming up in 3 days is December 15th. And on December 15th, more players are eligible to be traded, those that signed free agent contracts during the offseason. So it opens up a lot of opportunities and possibilities. And I think we'd all agree that'd be a good move if they could pull it off without giving up too much.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.